For marketing agencies and social media managers looking to prove the value of their work, I've got something special for you. Agora Pulse is not only Social Media Examiner's tool of choice as an all-in-one social media management tool, it also allows you to track the traffic, conversion, and revenue from every social post, comment, and private message. Learn how to prove your social media ROI with a free training or a free trial by visiting agorapulse.com/SME today. Again, agorapulse.com/SME.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to be exploring some really important Instagram updates for marketers, including big content increases to carousel posts and reels. Also, a faster way to post stories is coming, and some new things called spins and blend. There's a lot of one-word names that they're coming up with over at Instagram. We'll update you on all of those and more right now. My name is Jerry Potter, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a Social Media Examiner production where we break down the latest news and what it means for marketers like you.
AI has been a massive disruptive force over the past year. That's why we're excited to announce our brand new show, introducing AI Explored. It's a weekly show hosted by me, Michael Stelzner. If you want to understand how to put AI to work, this is the show for you. Each week, we'll dive deep into using AI to your advantage. We're talking the practical, tactical stuff that I know you're probably craving. Search for AI Explored on your favorite podcast app, and happy listening.
Today, I'm joined by Chelsea Pites. Chelsea teaches sales professionals how to leverage social media and technology to build a powerful personal brand and develop content that generates real leads. She's also host of the Chelsea Pites podcast, and her most recent book is called What to Post. Chelsea, welcome to the show.
It's always good to be back. Thanks for having me.
So we're seeing all these big content increases. First, let's talk about Instagram carousels. For years, it's been 10 slides at the max, and now they're letting people do a little more photo dumping, it sounds like.
And I realize that some people might already think 10 slides is more than enough. And we are going to see an expansion on this. I don't know if it's rolled out to everyone. And also, we can't get confirmation on the exact number because the number that I saw and that you saw was 15 slides. However, I have a friend of mine who says that they can see it's up to 20. So 20 sounds like a lot to me, but if you are really showing products or telling a story, certainly if we're looking in terms of metrics, that gives you more quote unquote watch time. If we're giving you the metric of reels, the more people scroll through, and if they get all the way to the end, that's a great sign to the algorithm. But yes, coming soon, you're going to be able to add more carousel post slides to your carousel post.
Now, is it weird as a marketer or creator if I just want it to be less so that the expectations lower? Because sometimes, you know, when I sit down and make one with 10, it's like, oh, this is a lot.
You could make one with two. You do not have to use all 10 or 15, but yes, and make one with two. And remember, carousels are great because they are going to be shown twice to the same person in many cases. So you're going to get an opportunity to get pretty much double the brand awareness potential in those types of posts.
And you love a good carousel as a consumer. And then another thing that they are testing is a new way to actually engage with carousels. So what's this update?
Yes. So this update is you're going to now be able to essentially at mention or comment on one specific slide. So let's say slide number three is something that really connected with you and you want to comment on it. You can then now comment, you can put the at symbol and the number of the slide. So hopefully that'll be pretty easy to see which slide you're on. With 20, I don't know how you'd maybe know that. So maybe it'd be more important to put the number of the slides in the corner. I'm not really sure, but you are supposedly going to be able to at tag and mention and comment on some one specific slide of that carousel post, which could be really great for people that are showing products or individual photos that may not necessarily be those text-based graphic types of carousel posts, but more product-based or image-based.
Well, and that was my first question when I saw this. It's like, is Instagram going to number the slides in your carousel or do we need to do it? Because even with 8, I mean, I'm not going to go through and go, okay, which one was that one? Like, I have to really want to comment if I'm going to go through and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, it's 6.
And to your point, I was in a test group for a while where I did see Instagram auto numbering the slides. However, that is not the case anymore. I do not see that in any of the carousels, but I did see that at one time. So maybe it's possible that they are going to do that.
Okay, we'll watch for that. So what is blend and spins and all these new features on Instagram? We will tell you about those in a second. If you're struggling with your marketing though, definitely look into the Social Media Marketing Society for help. Since 2015, Society members have been able to evolve their strategies, improve their results, and thrive even when things get tough. Suzanne said, I've been a member for over 5 years. I can never be where I am without the Society. When you become part of our welcoming community, you get new ideas, your confidence goes up, and you become more valuable to your company or clients. Find out why over 1,000 marketers consider the Society their home. Go to socialmediasociety.info. Again, socialmediasociety.info to join today. All right, some updates for Instagram stories. Let's jump into these, Chelsea. What do you got?
Well, you know, I love some Instagram stories. At first, when I read this test update, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But now that I've had some time to mull it over, I think that I kind of like this potential test. Now, if you are using Facebook as well, which many of you are, you have probably already seen this over in the world of Facebook, and it is larger rectangular tiles for your Instagram story. So we don't know that this is actually coming. It's just a test. So before you panic, because you're so used to the little circles at the top, the test is to look more like Facebook stories. And I too was like, I don't think I like that change. However, now that I've thought about it, I do kind of like the idea of having more visual attention, if you will, on those stories. And I'm not surprised, because even Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, has mentioned several times that Instagram stories is the most used surface or format for people to communicate with friends and people that they care about. So there is a ton of activity that is happening within the stories. And I personally spend a lot less time in the feed than I do in the story. So that makes sense to me.
I'm curious about this. First of all, I think it's a great opportunity for marketers, because on Facebook, I will often click on a story based on the thumbnail in the same way that Reels show in those big boxes on Facebook. And so they'll show the, I don't know if it'll have like the first second looping or whatever they do on, like it is on Facebook, but that along with a hook on the screen, I'm constantly clicking on ones that I otherwise wouldn't have, where I won't necessarily click unless I'm kind of in the mood or I really want to see what somebody, Chelsea, you share a lot of stories. I want to see kind of what you're up to. Do you know if what the thumbnail will be? Because with a reel, obviously it's your reel. Will it be your oldest story or your newest?
That's a great question. So we're going to have to wait and see. But yeah, the question is, would it be your most recent story that you posted, or would it be the one that's about to disappear? So that's going to be really interesting. Is it going to be just a static image? Will it be more of like a little GIF? So you sort of have that movement. That'll be really interesting to see. I also think that there's some thought around making it more of a cohesive design, if you will, from Facebook over to Instagram to look kind of similar. But yeah, I agree with you. I think having that little clip of a sneak peek could be really helpful versus just the profile picture of that person in that story.
And if I had to guess, it'll show the oldest story, because it would be weird if you clicked on it and it wasn't the thing you clicked on all of a sudden. So
I would think so too. My guess is it's going to show the one that's about to expire.
Okay. It's great that on Instagram, we can use these incredible hit songs from the Beyoncés and the Taylor Swifts of the world in our marketing legally. It's one of the greatest things that's happened over the last few years, unless you want to turn it into an ad, in which case all of a sudden now you're stuck in some ways, but Instagram is sort of loosening the rules on that. So what's this update that they're sharing now, Chelsea?
Yes, this update is if you want to boost a post that you've already made and that post originally had music in it, now you have the option. It will say, would you still like to boost this post without the music? Now, you and I chatted about this and we're not quite sure. Okay, well, does that mean that the voice, if someone's talking in the actual video, will they be able to preserve that voice? Which then leads me to think, as we know, there's been a lot of music issues on a lot of social media platforms, and many times that music is removed, especially if you have a talking video. That can be really problematic, because at least for now, they have not been able to preserve your actual voice. So if they are able to extract the music from the audio track of you talking, well, then that makes me wonder if that's going to be coming to Reels as well.
Well, and whenever I get asked about boosting, you know, I always say, I'm like, all it's doing is getting your piece of content in front of more people. So if you reached people for free and it didn't do anything for your business, then it's not going to, all of a sudden spending $50 is not going to turn it into something magical. But if it did help, and then you spend the money and it all of a sudden reaches a bunch more of your ideal people, then it's probably going to continue to convert in whatever way that means to you. So, but as you said, if it is a speaking video, you know, in a perfect world, you'd be able to swap out Taylor Swift or whatever, and then put in something that was non-commercial or something like that. So we just don't have that information yet. So we'll see. And also in the Instagram ad space now, they are rolling out the ability to use promo codes in ads, right?
Yes. I think this is actually pretty great. I've mentioned before, it's a little bit too easy to shop for me on Instagram, but they're making it even easier. So if you have a product or a shop, you're going to be able to create your own code. For example, something like welcome15, and you can apply that to your shoppable post. And the way that we saw the example, I saw it at the bottom and you just click on it and then it will automatically be applied. I believe they'll also give you a way to copy and paste that code if you need to do that as well, but it's making it seamless. And of course, making those shoppable posts and those providers and those shops able to offer many more discounts, very frictionless and easily through their Instagram posts.
Yeah, the less friction obviously there is, the more sales you're going to get. It's just the way that we work as humans. I was thinking, because they have this on Facebook now too, it'd be really cool if you could do unique codes that expired.
Yeah.
So it would be kind of like, yeah, get the code now, and then they get it, and then it expires within 72 hours or whatever it might be, their specific code. We'll see if something like that, you know, there's a lot of things on our wish lists as marketers, of course, that we may not ever get. All right. We've been giving updates on the Instagram Creator Marketplace, which is where brands can connect with creators, and it's getting easier and easier. And there's more tools built in so that the trust is less of a concern. And now machine learning and AI is rolling in with this. So what's happening now with the Creator Marketplace, Chelsea?
Yeah, if you've spent any time in Instagram, you've been hearing a lot of creators say, hey, we need more things, we need more opportunities, we need things that are easier. And so this is an effort to continue to encourage the creators that are using Instagram for a business platform to continue it and also to enhance and improve those tools for their creators. And this one is a lean into AI to help connect the appropriate creator with a brand, sort of a matching system, if you will, so that brands can easily find creators that their communities might align with their products more ideally and be able to give creators more opportunities to connect with brands. And you will have to use Meta Business Suite and you will have to go through, I'm not sure what the eligibility requirements are, but it does mention that eligible brands. So there's some sort of requirement there to be able to get approved.
They might as well say privileged brands. Like, so tell us what that means. What's eligible? Yeah, they say, so you should be able to see this in the coming months inside of Meta Business Suite. If you have been curious about the Creator Marketplace, even without the AI, it is now expanding to 8 more countries, including Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Japan, India, and Brazil. That is a big, big update if that's something that you have been looking to do. All right, let's talk about Instagram DMs. We've got some new messaging features that are rolling into Instagram. And for people that market and sell in the DMs, these are always very, very welcome. What do we have here, Chelsea?
We've got a few updates to this inbox. The first one is that you're going to be able to edit a message that you have sent up to 15 minutes after sending. So you'll be able to click edit. Maybe you misspelled something. Maybe you're meeting with a potential client and you accidentally like spelled their name wrong, whatever it is, you're going to be able to go back and edit and not have to worry about like recalling or undoing.
Or you were copying and pasting to the same a bunch of people and you forgot to update the name.
Yes, yes. So to avoid all of those, you know, common business errors that are a little bit embarrassing, they're going to allow you to edit your messages for up to 15 minutes. And also you will be able to pin chats, which I think is pretty awesome. So all your favorite people, your favorite group chat that you like to talk to the most, you'll be able to pin those up to the top of the feed. And I'm looking here to see if it says how many, it's up to 3. So just like the regular pins on your grid, you'll be up to be able to pin three group chats or messages to the top of your inbox so that you can easily get to them. And then last but not least, because we all love stickers, you're going to be able to save your favorite stickers. And you're also going to be able to reply with stickers, gifts, videos, photos, and voice messages. Of course, you could always send those things, but now they can be sent in a reply to a specific message.
Yeah, I had to kind of like look at that to figure out what did they mean. And so that's where you hold your finger down on a specific message and then you can reply with that stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I love the pinned chats. I love anything, you know, for people that are doing prospecting and trying to keep track of their warm leads and things like that. Anything, even if it's only three, anything you can do to kind of like go, okay, this person is somebody I want to follow up with, even if they don't reply to me, then that can be really, really effective. And then something that we've actually had on Facebook Messenger for a long time is now coming to the DMs on Instagram. What's this update?
Yeah. When I saw this on our list, I thought, haven't we had that in Facebook for a really long time? And it's the ability to attach and send files, which I think is awesome because there's lots of times that I want to share something that I've downloaded, or maybe it's one of my own freebies or a PDF. And I'm all about being able to send those files. And I realize now, gosh, we haven't been able to do that on Instagram. So I'm excited about this one. I hope this definitely rolls out because, you know, you might have something that's saved on your phone that you want to share out to someone. And, you know, you may not need or want to use the traditional landing page process to go through that or ManyChat. So yeah, that'll be really helpful, I think, for a lot of people.
Well, and, you know, the ability to directly share like a PDF lead magnet or something like that without somebody having to click out of Instagram, assuming you make your lead magnets mobile friendly, which hopefully you do as well. So, all right, Instagram's developing lots of new stuff, and I think they have a naming committee somewhere in the building there. They're developing something called Spins for Real. Tell us about Spins.
Okay, this one took my brain a minute. I was like, okay, wait, what is this? I don't know if it's just my age, but I was like, okay, I'm not quite understanding this. So this is the way I'm going to explain it because I'm a visual learner. Have you ever seen those reels that are, there's like a really funny, like a cat or a dog. And it's like, you can see that it's like a GIF. It's like a sticker of like a cat. And the one going around right now is this cute chihuahua that looks like it's sleeping. And then people just put the text over it with some fun music. The idea is that you're going to be able to use someone else's video and create your own spin, hence the term spin, I'm guessing, on it by swapping out their text or the audio. So let's pretend you put up your cute, funny meme reel with your chihuahua and you had POV text on it. You said POV, what it's like to interview Chelsea. I don't know. And I thought, oh, you know what? That's funny. I would like to do my own spin on that and use everything, but I would like to change the words. And that's, it's kind of like creating a template that other people can use.
So would you compare it then that it's kind of like, it's similar to what we've been able to do where you can use somebody's audio, but now you can use their video.
Yes, you can use their video. And I think the key thing is you can change the text and the audio. So, I mean, both of those would be important, but I think changing the text is probably the biggest thing there. And also we should mention that, let's say somebody decides to do a spin with your reel, then they're also going to somehow note that you are the original creator of that. So I guess in essence, you could think of this as a potential reach opportunity as well.
And I guess technically, if you added your text to your reel off platform, then they're not going to be able to replace it.
I would think, yes. I would think you would have to utilize the tools inside of Instagram for them to be able to be edited.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, definitely something to consider there. In the other one word naming department, Instagram is also testing something called Blend. So all these terms we have to learn as marketers, to tell us about Blend.
I'm hoping that I got this one right because this is another one where I was like, okay, wait, what are we doing here? Correct me if I'm wrong, Derry. So the way I thought of this is like me and my bestie, we send memes and reels all day to each other, right? And I believe what this is, it's going to create, now I'm not sure where it's going to be, but allegedly there's going to be reels recommendations based on reels that you and your friends share amongst each other. So it's learning. And yes, so if that gives you any indication of, yes, they know exactly what you're sharing, even if it's in the DM, they're going to kind of really identify, okay, you seem to share a lot of funny, cute dog reels. I should be able to see more of that. I'm just not exactly sure where that's going to show up. I understand it's going to be private to only you and that person, but where does that go? Is it like a private feed somewhere? So I'd love to get your take on it, because sometimes you pick up something that I just like totally missed.
Well, and it is, I think you described it well. It's basically another Reels feed specifically for you and a friend based on the stuff that you like to share with each other. So in other words, instead, like if I have a friend where we share sketch comedy clips,
yeah,
you know, for example, I was watching one earlier today and it was about how if you eat somebody's leftovers, you absorb their powers. And so it was these guys in the back of a restaurant trying to eat Jackie Chan's leftovers so they could be really good at martial arts. It was really bizarre. But I tend to watch that stuff sometimes because I love to laugh. And so basically it would just create a feed, almost eliminating the need for us to send stuff back and forth. But the questions that I have, you know, one, where is this going to fit? Not that Instagram hasn't surprised us by jamming more and more into this phone screen app. But then the other question is then, are we commenting back and forth on it? We're the only two people that can comment, or do you see everybody else's comments?
Exactly. I don't know. But I also wonder, why would they allow that? Because the goal of any platform is to continue the users to consume more and more content. So it seems interesting. I mean, I get that there's private sharing and people like to share privately in the DMs, but it also seems counterintuitive that if we're going to do Reels, we want people to see more Reels from people, especially they don't follow, it seems like it would kind of go against that. And what if you had some heavy users that were like, oh, I just want to be here with my small group of BFFs and send Reels back and forth. And you might end up spending more time there than the main one. So I don't know. This is a question mark to me.
Well, and Adam Mosseri, head of Instagram, has said many times people are spending more time in the private spaces on Instagram. And so maybe they're just testing more and more of those. So an update on hashtags in just a second. But first, Instagram is now testing 3-minute Reels going up from 90 seconds. And do you think they just copy TikTok, or do you think they do their own research on like, where do they come up other than just copying TikTok? Where do you think they decide what the new length is going to be?
I certainly don't know exactly because I don't work at Instagram, and I would assume that they do their own original research as well. But I can't imagine that we don't look at each other's, we're taking the page out of each other's books. It seems very similar on all of the platforms. So I'm not surprised if they're going to come out with 10-minute videos. And yes, you can already upload videos up to that length. You just can't create them through the Reels editor. So yes, we went from 30 seconds to 90 seconds, and now we're testing out 3 minutes. I don't have it yet. I'm still at 90 seconds. But what was the most interesting to me was as we were reading this article from Social Media Today, there was a screenshot that one of the creators sent in that they posted their reel. I don't know how long it was. I'm assuming it was a very short reel because the message on the reel that came from Instagram after this creator posted it, it said, the length of your reel may be impacting your reach. Reels that are more than 30 seconds usually perform better. Which I've been talking about longer form reels for a long time, but I thought that's very interesting because I've never seen anything like that. And I think many people who are using Instagram are very familiar with these short videos, less than 10 seconds. So I thought that was very interesting to see that particular pop up from Instagram. Too early to tell if they're actually going to be rewarding longer form content. I would be super excited if they did that because I love some long form content as an educational content creator.
It certainly sounds like they are. And if we go back to watching what's happened on TikTok, TikTok started rewarding longer stuff to help it reach more people. And, you know, I think the important thing to keep in mind is your shorter videos will probably get more views. And they didn't say views just simply because it's, you know, faster to watch.
Yeah.
They said reach. So that's interesting that they put it at 30 seconds. TikTok for, I don't know, at least 6 months has been saying videos longer than a minute. And then they said widescreen videos because they're trying to get into the YouTube world.
We'll give it 6 months, Gary. We'll see it go up to a minute.
The same thing will be happening. Yeah, for sure. And as a reminder too, because I forget this sometimes to clarify, all videos on Instagram do show up as reels now, but if it is an actual reel, mean under 90 seconds, or in this case, maybe up to 3 minutes, those are the videos that are going to go reach beyond your followers. and might actually reach new people. So that's the important thing to keep in mind. I remember when that first happened and people were uploading like an 8-minute Instagram live they did, and then it would show up in the Reels feed and they're like, what's going on here?
So, leave it to Instagram to remain confusing.
Yes. All right. Well, speaking of, they're trying to simplify something else. They're trying to simplify the hashtag and search experience. So what's going on with this?
So I think, and this is just my anecdotal personal opinion, I don't have any proof of this, but I think we've been putting enough puzzle pieces together over the last couple of years that we've been seeing that at some point we assume that possibly hashtags may be phasing out, and maybe not just the idea of keywords is always here to stay, but the actual symbol. We've heard people say it needs to be 3 and then 5. And then, you know, they introduce topic tags for Reels. So it continues to be a nod to we are expanding and enhancing search engine optimization within these platforms. And it is no longer only hashtags that the computer system is looking at. Now, what they've done is, again, simplify the results. A lot of people were upset when they removed the top performing posts by hashtag. If you remember, they would have it in like a chronological feed that you could look at versus like the top performing posts. And I think this is just as me just reading into things and guessing. It's another way for Instagram to kind of say, we get it. Hashtags help you find things, but they're not the most important thing. What I think also is very interesting is I believe that it's still going to be sorted based on your particular engagement. I'd be curious for you and I to look at the same hashtag and see if we see the exact same post. I'm assuming we're not going to, but
it's an effort
to be simplified and show you the content and hopefully also reduce a little bit of that mental load that so many people had for so many years of trying to figure out the quote unquote perfect hashtag and the right size and research them and all the things that were a lot of extra work.
So now Instagram is testing something with widgets. iPhones are now coming out with the ability to have a widget on your screen where you can kind of like jump right in. Well, we've had it for a little bit now to jump right in for the things like TikTok has one that is for search where you can search from your home screen or one of your home screens and things like that. So they're testing one now that is going to be basically opening the stories camera right from the lock screen even. So you don't even have to unlock your phone. So this certainly plays into everything that Adam Mosseri has been saying about everyone's going more private and sharing stories and, you know, things like that. So that'll be really interesting to see if that rolls out wide.
But it's interesting that it's only stories. You can't just post a feed post or a reel. So I think, again, you have to kind of look into that. That's kind of a big design. You know, somebody sat around probably in teams and figure out, well, should we do this for posts and regular carousel posts too? The fact that they're only doing it for stories, I think, has a lot to say about the weight of Instagram stories as, you know, a major, major surface in Instagram.
Well, and that is the content that you quickly are post on the fly too. I assume most people are, and certainly not marketers, are like, let me throw up a reel in most situations. So, all right. And then some other tools, some new security settings. And Chelsea, I'm glad to have you reporting this because I know you've had some trouble with impersonators and different things like that. So what are some of these, you know, I love when these safety announcements come out. What are the latest ones around these with Instagram?
Yeah. So we've been talking about this off and on probably since we started the show. But what I do appreciate is that I personally have seen a lot of upgrades to security. I am a paid verified user because I have had many impersonation accounts. But what I also have been seeing lately, and it actually, I have reached out to an acquaintance of mine, a colleague, and I said, I just wanted to make sure that this is actually you in your account, because what happened is they actually did create a new account and it had their picture and their name. And when I went to message, because they messaged me and I went to respond, up popped a little notification that said, hey, be careful of this account because it was just started 6 days ago and it blah, blah, blah. And it kind of showed you all this stuff. So we are seeing that they are alerting you now for more scams. They're saying, hey, if this is a link, we recommend you don't click that link. If they suspect it to be deceptive, they're going to start telling you. So I do appreciate that is I'm seeing it. And they're also giving you the security checkup feature, which I recently tried to use. And let's just do this. You need to have your two-factor authentication on. And if you're using Instagram and you're not sure where to get these or find these, you need to Google Instagram backup codes, because I had to use them for the very first time in the history of me using Instagram this week. And I have my security locked down, and I'm a paying member of Instagram. But friends, you cannot get in to talk to your Meta verified contact support unless you're in the apps. So
I wouldn't even know where to find those backup codes. Like, I remember, like, when you say the phrase, I was like, oh yeah, was that 2009? Like,
yeah, I think it's actually in the security section. Again, it's been so many years. Like, I've had these saved for so many years and have never had to use them. But with all the weird things happening, and sadly, as you know, as time goes on, cyber attacks on any platforms are becoming much more common. And who wouldn't be targeting the biggest ones that there are?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a good thing for anyone who works with clients too, because your clients aren't going to be able to find them, maybe have them track them down as a task ASAP for sure. So quick reminder, go to socialmediasociety.info if you're looking for more quality training and a welcoming community. Again, socialmediasociety.info. Chelsea, where's the best place for people to connect with you?
The best place is to find me on the gram. It's my name, chelsea.pites, and that's spelled P-E-I-T-Z.
And it's got a check mark, right? Because you're Meta verified, as you said. So find the right one. And if you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, too, for you to check out the Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Marketing Agency Show. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
If you're like so many fellow marketers and creators and entrepreneurs, you're probably wondering, how do I put AI to work? Well, be sure to listen to the AI Explored podcast, a new show from Social Media Examiner, hosted by yours truly, Michael Stelzner. Again, check out the AI Explored podcast.